We just saw word in action, did we not? Love is an action word. You can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. And St. John, I thank you for giving of yourselves on this morning. There is a word from the Lord for such a time as this. Please revisit with me Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Sister Riley got that word down. She was cool after that, Lord. Amen. If you have a Bible like mine, it's on page 944. If you don't, it's right before the Song of Solomon. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Please stand as we reverence the word of the Lord. We have just two verses to read, verse number 1 and 8. Verses number 1 and 8. If you have it, please say amen. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. When you have found this, let's raise our Bibles that we may make our confession. Hold our Bibles high and let me hear you. Repeat after me. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. Amen. Together, let's read verses 1 and 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1 and 8. Amen. Let us read. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Verse 8, vanity of vanity, saith the preacher, all is vanity. Amen. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Think with me shortly from this thing. Everybody needs Jesus. Look at your neighbor and repeat the theme again and say, neighbor, everybody, regardless of who you are, regardless of where you live, everybody, the Bible says, the preacher says, everybody. Kirk Franklin said, everybody. Everybody needs Jesus. Amen. When we look at Ecclesiastes, the first thing that verse 1 says simply is, remember now the Creator in the days of thy youth. Young people, there are several things I want you to understand today. It is a wonderful thing to be young. It is a fantastic thing to be young. It is a blessing to be young. The only people that don't wish that they could be young again are those who are no longer here. But when we look at the energy of the young people, it just boggles our mind. When we see how little Morgan can run around the church day in and day out, seems like the more he runs, the more energy he gets. We just get out of breath because we have forgotten that when we were that young, we too could run. Hello? We see our young people when they dance up a storm. 24 hours a day, they just dancing and boogieing and dancing. And we wish if God would give us strength, we could be right out there dancing too, wouldn't we? See that now y'all in church. Who in here ain't never danced? I thought I was in the right house. So we can't get upset with them. It's wonderful to be young. But there's also a caution. Because when you are young, you believe there is nothing you cannot do. When you are young, you think you can smoke everything that needs to be One day you're going to get old, baby, and you better make sure you got some prayers up there. You better make sure you got a connection with Jesus. You better make sure that once you give the preacher your hand, God took your heart, because in the last days, you're going to need Jesus on your side. Which is my first point. Remember where you are today. As I was listening to Deacon Young, he was talking about how he was trying to train them. Most of us are in the church today because somebody like Deacon Wood would not let you go. We are in the church today because somebody was getting on our nerves when we were young. I want to show how many of you couldn't wait to get out of church when you were younger. Look, young people, turn around, look. Hold them hands again. You couldn't wait to get out of church. And now that the Lord has brought us through some of the hell he's brought us through, how many of you can't wait to get to church? Why? Because everybody needs Jesus. I know these young people don't understand today, but the reason we can shout like we shout, the reason we can say hallelujah like we say it, is because we know that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, in hell, we would have lifted up our eyes. We're only able to stand like we stand because of Jesus. We're only able to go like we go because of Jesus. Heck, we're only able to believe like we believe because of Jesus. Jesus had to show himself to us. Right now, you think children's church is just something that you do. Baby, this is a foundation, and this foundation will take you everywhere from here to Timbuktu. One of these days, you're going to have to remember the words to a song. All these blessings come from God. You're going to have to remember the Jesus in me. Love the Jesus in you. You're going to have to remember victory. I got the victory. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. In spite of what it looks like, you're going to have to tell yourself, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm a child of God. He is my God. He is my Father. Why? Because everybody needs Jesus. White House needs Jesus. Black House needs Jesus. Your house needs Jesus. My house needs Jesus. Every house better have Jesus. When we look at it, I want you to understand, celebrate your youth while you can. That's the first thing. But remember Jesus. In all that you do, remember Jesus. Wherever you go, remember Jesus, because the Lord can take you places you have never dreamed of, open doors for you you have never seen, give you things you ain't thought about. But it has to come with your connection with Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, please. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Turn with me to John chapter 21. When we look at how the Lord is blessing, when we look at the connection of the Lord, how he's doing us, bringing us from one thing to another, we have to understand that God has a plan for our life. And we ourselves need to follow the plan of the Lord. John chapter 21. Do you have it? Let's look at verse 18. It reads as follows. John chapter 21, verse 18. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and when thou walkest, whether thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thine hand, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee, wouldest thou not. It simply says like this. Right now, we can make our decisions of where we want to go, how we want to get there, when we want to leave. But you need Jesus, because there will come a time when your eyes will get dim, when your legs won't be able to carry you, when you got to get help to have breath in your body. Love the Lord while you can. Shout hallelujah while you can. Before you get the oxygen tank, learn how to say glory. Before they can't, won't bring you to church, come as often as you can. Before somebody else got to kneel down and pray for you, stand and lift your voice and say, in Jesus. The scripture says, go while you can. How many of you know now that somebody in the nursing home wish they could get to church one more time? Somebody in the hospital bed wish they could go to church one more time? Somebody locked up in prison saying, oh, if I could just get to somebody's church. While you can go, you need to come. While you can read, you need to read. I know you got Essence and you got Jet. Heck, you might have Player, what, Playboy, whatever kind of boy you got. But every now and then, you need to pick up Route 66. It goes from Genesis to Revelation. You better know that you know that you know that you know. I need Jesus on my journey. You better know what thus saith the Lord. I know you know what Oprah say. You know what Montel Williams say. You might even know what Dr. Phil say. I ain't worried about that, baby. Answer me this. Do you know what Jesus said? Do you know what thus saith the Lord? That's what the scriptures say. Watch what you read now. Listening this morning to the scripture, I was listening to Brother Joel Osteen as he was talking. We've got young people today. We bring them up in church. Young people, let me tell you something. If you got a friend that is the biggest stupid person in your class, that is not the friend you're supposed to have, because birds of a feather flock together. If you got a stupid friend, pretty soon you're going to be stupid too. If you got a friend that won't do their homework, pretty soon you won't do your homework either. And let me tell you, adults, catch your breath. If your best friend is tripping on their spouse, you keep hanging with them. And guess what you're going to do? You're going to start tripping on your spouse, because birds of a feather flock together. See, now y'all want to say hallelujah when I'm talking to the kid, but now you're going to go stupid on me. Don't be playing me, baby. I ain't no chocolate chip cookie. If you got somebody that's running around stealing, pretty soon you're going to start stealing too. Why? Because it looks good to you. As I said in Sunday school, you might get by, but you won't get away. You're going to get caught just as long as Jesus is Jesus. Say, remember now. Say, look at here. Now you're going to go somewhere. Right now, we got strength in our body. We can go anywhere we want to go. You know what? Early in our life, we thought it was a bother to get on your knees and pray. Why is it when the Lord blessed us to get 70? No, we can't get down, but we be trying to get down. When we 13, it's a bother. But don't you know, if you 70 years old and you can still get on your knees, it's a blessing. And when you can get down and get back up and don't need no help, glory to Jesus! We got to remember, use your health, use your strength to rebuild the kingdom. Draw somebody to Jesus. Well, now, some of our young people this morning, they didn't want to smile. Baby, let me tell you, while you got all your teeth, smile for Jesus. Hello. While you got your own teeth, glorify the Lord. Let somebody know I'm happy in Jesus and I want you to see it. Why? Because he didn't have to save me. He didn't have to bring me up. He didn't have to cover me. Jesus loved me before I loved myself. You know we need Jesus. The scripture says simply, but when thou shalt be old, when thou shalt be old. If I can call you old, raise your hand. Amen. Some of y'all playing. Don't be perpetrating. In my youth, I used to think 50 was old. I used to think 50 was old. Some of y'all think it is too. I'm over 50 now. Heck, I'm just getting started. Hello? I be trying to slip and slide and all that good stuff. All right, I used to be sophisticated. Now I'm saved and sophisticated. Hello. Hello. Used to try to be cute. Now I'm good looking in Jesus. Hey. Why? Because I recognize I'm only here because of the Lord. There is nothing that I did that set me on this plane. It was the Lord. It was him all by himself. I just gave my hand to the preacher, gave God my heart, and I've been with the Lord ever since. Why? Because I learned at an early age, you don't need Jesus So that's why, point number two, do all you can while you can. But make sure Jesus is in everything that you do. Make sure the Lord is in everything that you do. When you wake up in the morning, you ought to say hallelujah. When you're able to move from one room to the next, you need to say glory. Because somebody wish they had the strength that you have. Somebody wish they lived where you live. Somebody wish they had it half as good as you got it. Instead of complaining about where you are, thank God you are where you are today. Instead of talking about what you don't have, give glory to God that you got as much as you have. Because if he wanted to, he could take everything away and not even bust a sweat. You better know that today. Young people, you're always looking for stuff name brand. Said this in Sunday school. Let me tell you about something. If your mama or your daddy bought it, their name should be in it because their money bought it. Michael Jordan ain't gave you a pork chop or a slice of bologna. You don't need an iPod nor a meat pie. You need a pie that says heaven in my home. Tell your neighbor, everybody needs Jesus. The last point, and I'm going to get out of your way. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. You have it, say amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, y'all thought I was going to put your Bibles down, didn't you? 1 Peter chapter 1. I want you to look at verses 13 and 14. If you have it, say amen. It says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Simply says this, don't be out there living your life all willy-nilly. Quit laying around with Dottie, Lottie, and everybody, because you're going to have to give an account of what we do in our body. You are responsible for your decision. You didn't go bad because daddy wasn't at home. You didn't go bad because mama was in the street. You went bad because you decided that's what you wanted to do. Somebody, if I had a daddy, I wouldn't have did this. You is a lie and the truth ain't in you. You was bad because you wanted to be bad. You can't get mad because somebody else don't like you. Sometimes you don't like yourself. Tell the truth. Anybody that ever got mad at yourself? Anybody that ever made some stupid decision and know they were stupid? That's why the Lord said, be careful of what you decide. Gird up your loins. We are in charge of our own thoughts. Let me tell you what grandma used to say. If your decision would embarrass you before Jesus, if what you put on makes you embarrassed to wear it to church, then why put it on? If you would have to wash your mind before you come to church, then why think that thought? Baby, let me tell you, the Lord said, I will come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. My reward is in my hand. Nobody knows when our last day is. Nobody knows when we will withdraw our last breath. So therefore, gird up your mind. Be careful of what you're thinking about. Some of y'all right now can't stand somebody you work with. You can't stand one of your neighbors. Had one of your cousins get on your nerve. How would you like to meet Jesus with that thought in your mind? How many of you would like to stand at the pearly gate with what's on your mind right now? The Lord says, be careful of what you're thinking. Because the last thought that you have could very well be your last thought. That's why the scriptures say, gird up your mind. Be sober. And then verse 14 says, let's read verse 14. Everybody got verse 14? 1 Peter chapter 1. It says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the form of lust in your ignorance. Simply put, now that you know better, you're supposed to do better. Look at your neighbor. Repeat after me again. Now that we know better, God expects us to do better. when we know that we need Jesus, when the Lord has covered us with his blood, when he has breathed his breath in us, it matters how we spend this time on this life. It matters where we go. It matters what we do. It matters how we feel about our sisters and brothers, because we are the only Bible that some people are ever going to read. And you need to know that if Jesus is not in your heart, you will make the wrong decision. If Jesus is not ordering your footsteps, you will walk in the darkness. If Jesus is not in control of your life, you will go in hellfire. But I tell you today, if you know you need Jesus, if you know that it is him that you live, move, and have your being, if you know that when he went to the cross, he died for you, and if you know that when he got up on the third day morning, he got up for you, and if you know without a shadow of a doubt that if he would take his breath, we would go back to the nothingness, then you know that even on today, with your young, fine self, with your hard to try, good looking self, you will know that you still need Jesus. You can be a size 2 or 22, but you need Jesus. You can have a waist size 36 or 106, but you still need Jesus. Because the scripture says that everybody needs Jesus. My task today is so simple. Just asked you on last week, how many days did you try to live without him? How many decisions did you make without him? How many places did you go and ask him to sit in the car until you came back? How many days did you get up and curse the fact that the Lord woke you up? Don't you know you was in danger of hellfire then? So today, I just came to let you know, whether you between the ages of 2 and 102, you need Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. And just like you walked in here today, you will not be able to walk out of here should the Lord say the same. Just like you drove in here from home, you left home this morning, it is not a sure thing that you're going to make it back home when you leave here. So therefore, you need Jesus. And if you are not connected with the Lord, today is the day for you. If you are not sure that if you close your eyes today, you will look unto the Lord, then today is the day you need Jesus on your journey. Because children of God, I want you to know, the devil ain't playing with none of us. He is out looking to see who he could kill, steal, and destroy. If there is any part of your life that you are running by yourself, then you are crazy. Because the Lord needs to be fully in control. I heard the sister say, giving honor to God who is the head of my life. Everybody can't say that. Giving honor to God who is in full control of my life. Everybody can't say that. But I tell you what, when you recognize that you need Jesus, when you recognize that it's only because of Jesus that we are here today, when you recognize that it is the Lord who have brought you from way back then to right now, then you can truly lift up your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Too many times we get too big for the Lord. We tell him, you sit over here. I got this. Hey. Yeah, Lord, you stay back there. I got this. And then when we mess up, we say, come on, Jesus, I don't want you back so far. What do we want the Lord to do? As children of God, make a conscious effort to make sure the Lord, you walk with God every day. Not let the Lord walk with you, but you walk with him every day. 24/7, you need to be connected with God. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You need to be walking with God, because I will tell you from my own personal life, God will open doors for you you have never seen. He will give you things far beyond your dreams. He will put strength in your body when you're too tired to roll over. God will stand you up in the presence of your enemy and prepare a table and make them wonder, how the heck did she get there? I serve a God. I will serve a God that will take you from a metro totally to a brand new car and you ain't got two nickels to rub together. I serve a God. You think you fine right now in your 20s. Baby, keep on living. God will give you a glow that fashion fair wish they could put in a bottle. I serve a God. I serve a God. So today is the first day of the rest of your life. And if you can look in any part of your life and see where you have not surrendered to the Lord, it's on you. Because today I want you to know that you need Jesus. And you need him to take your next breath. You need him to take your next step. This is the day that the Lord has made. He said, today when you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And if he would take his breath from you right now, would you be looking up or would you be looking down? As I go to my seat and we open the doors of the church, the last thing I want you to know is everybody needs Jesus, and especially you. Go to the church.